Thank you, men. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 2. Matthew, chapter 2. Concerning our Christmas Day service, we will be taking up a special love offering that will go towards the Evans family. We're so thankful for their ministry there in Japan. So I would like for us to just take up a collection on that day, and what is collected with a gift from the church will go to the Evans family, just to say we love you and we appreciate your faithfulness in the ministry. So please just bear that in mind for Christmas Day. Matthew chapter 2, please, verse number 11. Concerning the wise men that found the Lord Jesus some two years after he was born. And the Bible teaches us in verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, who was willing to die upon Mount Calvary, that we might have access to complete forgiveness from sin and have the hope of eternal life. I ask and pray this morning, as we focus upon the gifts given to the eternal Son of God, may we be drawn closer to Thee, O God. And I pray that you'd meet each one at that point of spiritual need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Last Sunday morning, we studied the gift of gold that was presented to the Lord Jesus as a child in a house. And as I've said, this event takes place some 2 years since the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we consider the wise men in their search for a king, no doubt the question was anxiously discussed. What shall we take? What shall we present to the king? They would have been anxious to find something suitable, but no doubt each one, and we're not told how many wise men there were, but they came with gifts that were honourable and worthy to be presented to a king. And we noted there in verse number 11 that the order is very, very important. The order of the gifts are: gold comes first. Gold reminds us of the fact that this is in reference to the origin of this child. His origin is eternal. He is eternal God. And as they presented gold first and foremost to the Son of God, they were acknowledging his deity, his divinity, that this is no ordinary child, this is God in the flesh. Gold has its origin with God. God is the originator of gold. So gold rightfully speaks of God and his presence. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible reads, "But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God." The Son is in reference to Jesus Christ. "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And with these men presenting Jesus Christ's gold, they were acknowledging his divinity, that this is no ordinary child, this is God in flesh, born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Ghost. The gold is in reference to the eternal Son of God. And also, the gold teaches us the fact that the gold presented is also a reference to the nature of the eternal God. He's holy. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, the Bible teaches us that we are to be holy, for he is holy. And it's by no coincidence that these men presented to the Lord Jesus in honor and reverence to him, they first and foremost presented gold, reflecting his, reflecting the fact that he is eternal and he is holy. And God calls us to be a holy people. The second gift that is mentioned here in verse number 11 of Matthew chapter 2 is the gift of frankincense. I think most of us understand what incense is. It is a produce, a product that is burnt, and incense releases an aroma, an odor, a fragrance. The frankincense that is mentioned here is an expensive perfume that was presented to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been well said that a gift is nothing save as it represents the giver. When you consider the giver of the gift and the motive behind the giving of that gift, that helps us to value the gift that is given. And this is so true of the first gift, the gift of gold. These men acknowledge the divinity of Jesus Christ. They acknowledge his nature, which is holy. Gold is often a picture of purifying holiness. But I'd like for us to note this morning for a few moments this gift of frankincense. The word frank is a good name. It's a good word. The word frank means superior. I wouldn't recommend, if you have a friend called Frank, to tell him that that's what it means. It might just go to their head. But technically, you study the word frank, it means superior. It means something of high quality, of great value. So frank incense, this perfume, this aroma, this product that was presented to the Lord Jesus was made of and was very superior in quality. Frankincense was a white resin or gum obtained from a tree known as a boswellia. And the fragrance that this resin contained was very, very potent. And it's found within this particular tree. In fact, it's been said that this particular resin is used in a medical sense to treat asthma, inflammation, fever, and issues of such like. But the most important thing that I'd like for us to know concerning this biblical incense called frankincense is that this was an incense, a perfume that was of great value and superior in its aroma, in its ability to provide fragrance. And obviously, because of the above, it was extremely valuable.
Why did the wise men present frank incense to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'd like for us to note that incense within the scriptures is connected to worship. This fragrant gum that was used as a perfume was connected to worship. It was an ingredient within the holy anointing oil. Within that holy anointing oil was this substance called frankincense. And you'll find it within the temple services. This perfume was specifically made and used in worship. If we go back to Exodus, please, chapter 30. Exodus chapter 30. I'd like for us to read verses 34 to 38. I'd like for us to note the inclusion of frankincense in holy anointing oil that was used within the worship of our Almighty God by the nation of Israel. Note here in verse 34 of Exodus chapter 30, "And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, stacked, onycha, calbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be a like weight," or equivalent weight. "And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small and put it in before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee, and it shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. And whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people." This particular perfume that was made up for temple worship was specifically made and was to be used within the context of the worship of our Lord. And because of the high quality of frankincense, it was a part of this particular perfume. And God placed a copyright over this particular mixture, and it was only to be used within the context of the temple worship. If you go to Leviticus, please, chapter 2. Fear not, I will get to my point. All right? I'd like for us to note the context of incense biblically. I'm not referring to the incense that the New Agers use. I'm not referring to the incense that the Roman Catholic Churches use. I'm referring to the biblical usage of incense, specifically frankincense. Here in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible reads, "And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it," and note, "and put frankincense thereon." Now go to chapter 6, please, of the Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 6, please. Verse number 15. And note once again the usage of frankincense. "And he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meat offering and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour, even the memorial of it unto the Lord. So frankincense accompanied offerings that were made unto the Lord. And the first main point I'd like for us to note as we study frankincense and why did these men present this expensive perfume known as frankincense? Well, I'd like for us to note first and foremost that frankincense is connected to worship. It was in reference to a type of worship that was well pleasing to the Lord. Back in Matthew chapter 2, the Bible teaches us these men worship. And they worshipped our Lord by first and foremost presenting unto him gold. And by doing so, they were acknowledging his divinity and his nature, a God who is eternal, a God who is holy. And in the presentation of frankincense, when you study frankincense within the scriptures, frankincense is in connection to acceptable worship. Worship that is honorable to our Lord. And we find that frankincense, being the superior nature of it, was very heavily used in the offering of sacrifices to Almighty God. So when you consider this expensive perfume that was offered to the Lord Jesus, this was no ordinary perfume. This was no ordinary fragrance that was just expensive in nature. This was a type of fragrance that was used in worship, was heavily involved in the offerings that were given to Almighty God. And it reflects to us this morning, as we consider this gift, the type of worship that is more pleasing to the Lord. Because note there in Leviticus chapter 6 of this particular frankincense, as it was offered up upon the meat offering, and as it was burnt, as the Bible teaches, the Bible teaches us the aroma that it gave off was a sweet savour. That means that it was pleasant. It was appealing. So the usage of frankincense is used within the context of worship. And these wise men, as they presented the Lord Jesus frankincense, they were presenting to the eternal Son of God the most valuable, the most priceless perfume known to mankind in that day. And it was frankincense. It was a perfume that was specifically used within the worship of God's people as they came before a holy God. So frankincense speaks to us concerning worship that is acceptable, a sweet savour. Now what type of worship is acceptable to our Saviour? Well, the type of worship that is connected with communion, prayer. Note there in Leviticus chapter 16, please. Are you still with me? I'll be done by 2 o'clock, all right? Just in case you're wondering, what time are we going to finish this morning? Not really. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 12, please note. And he shall take a censer, incense, full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and shall bring it within the veil. And note that verse 13, please. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat. The mercy seat was a picture of the presence of Almighty God. Cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony. The point I want to make is this, that this incense, this frankincense was used, incense full stop was used, and frankincense, this particular high quality incense, was used within the context of acceptable worship. And within the biblical setting, we find that incense was a picture of man in prayer before a holy God. And as that incense was burnt upon the altar, and as that fragrance moved upward, it was a picture of God's people offering their prayers to a holy and an eternal God. So the type of worship that is pleasing to Almighty God is the type of worship that is accompanied with communion. Not just going through the actions, but communion. Acceptable worship involves the burning of incense. The incense is a picture and illustration of prayers moving upward to God. Go to Malachi chapter 1, please. Are you still with me? Malachi chapter 1. Verse number 11. Concerning prayer to our God. Malachi chapter 1, the last book of the Old Testament, verse number 11. For from the rising of the sun, that's a familiar term, even until the going down, that's also a very familiar term, of the same My name shall be great among the Gentiles. And note, and in every place, incense. You can exchange that word incense for prayer. Incense shall be offered unto my name. And a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. So we find here within Malachi chapter 1, verse number 11, that God commissioned his people to offer incense continually. Incense is a picture of our prayers. And the type of worship, brethren, that is acceptable to God is worship that is offered to God with frankincense, with communion, with prayer. Oh, Pastor, I'm still not convinced that this incense is in reference to our prayers. Okay, then, let's go to Revelation chapter 5. Let's nip it in the bud and settle the issue once and for all. Revelation chapter 5, please, verse number 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. That's the Lord Jesus. Having every one of them harps and golden vials, full, a vial was a small container, golden vials, full of odors, perfumes, incense. Note, which are the prayers of saints. Now go to Revelation chapter 8, please. Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense. Note that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Note verse 4. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God. Ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Brethren, may I submit to you that frank incense, which is a sweet perfume, symbolizes worship that is to be offered to God that is acceptable. And may I submit this morning that worship that is pleasing to God is worship that is accompanied with the prayers of the saints. God's people in prayer, not just people going through the motions of worship, but God's people that as they worship the Lord, they're in communion with their God. And when these wise men presented to Jesus Christ frankincense, they were presenting to him the most valuable piece of perfume, fragrance available to mankind. It was priceless, and it was a picture of God's people in communion with Almighty God. That's what incense is a picture of. And the type of worship, brethren, that is well-pleasing to Almighty God is the type of worship that is accompanied with prayer. Communion. Not just you and I going through the motions. And there in Malachi chapter 1, verse number 11, God calls us to offer incense morning and evening. Our yearly theme has been pray without ceasing. That's the type of worship that pleases the Lord. Psalm 141, verse 2, listen carefully. Let my prayer be sent forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. So the frankincense that was presented to Jesus Christ is a picture of worship that is pleasing to the Lord, and the type of worship that is pleasing to the Lord first and foremost is accompanied with prayer. Let me ask you, how's your prayer life? How's your communion with the Lord? You can be in church, you can be in a worship service, and yet not be really worshiping the Lord. Worship that is pleasing to Almighty God is accompanied by prayer. And secondly, I'd like for us to note, if you would turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. The Bible reads, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God." Note, "for a sweet smelling savour." And then he goes on to write in verse number 3, "But fornication and all uncleanness all covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Brethren, the presentation of incense to our Lord, and specifically the presentation of frankincense, conveys to us the fact that the type of worship that is well pleasing to the Lord needs to be of a great quality. And the type of worship that is well pleasing to the Lord, that God values and God honors and God expects of you and I, is the type of worship that is accompanied with prayer. And secondly, the type of worship that is accompanied with a holy life. Here in Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible teaches us in verse 2, and walk in love. How do we prove our love for our Lord? Are you listening to me this morning? How do we prove our love for the Lord? Well, by putting away that uncleanness, living a life of holiness. And as he writes there in verse number 3, and following, the writer of this particular epistle is teaching us how we can live a life that affirms our love for our Savior, and it will be a sweet-smelling savor to Almighty God. A life of purity. A life of holiness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible teaches us, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. In them that are saved and in them that perish, I trust we are. My friend, if the focus of the goal was on our Lord's origin and nature, the focus of the frankincense, listen to me, is acceptable worship. The word worship is used very loosely today. It can mean just about anything in relation to religion. But my friend, God, who is worthy of our worship, has the right to tell us how we worship Him. We don't tell God, I'm going to worship you in such a way. God is worthy of our worship. He has the right to instruct us how we are to worship Him, to show Him worth, to show Him that He is worthy. And the frankincense teaches us that the God who is eternal, God who is holy, is to be worshipped in such a way that it presents sweet incense before the very throne of God. It's just not enough for you and I to just be in church. Many of God's people are in church, and we think we're pleasing God. But listen to me, if you haven't prayed all week to Almighty God, you are a hypocrite if you think this is worship. It's not worship. You're just going through the motions. Incense is a picture of God's people offering their prayers to Almighty God. And brethren, this morning, the type of worship that God expects is very defined, accompanied with prayer, accompanied by holiness, purity. If there is not communion, if there is not a holy life, then our worship is in vain. When these wise men presented to our Lord gold, they were affirming His deity. They made reference to His nature. And when these men presented to our Lord frankincense, incense was involved in worship. Incense in the scriptures is in reference to communion, prayer. Sweet-smelling savor, sweet-smelling aroma, perfume, according to Ephesians chapter 5, is in reference to a life of holiness, a life of purity. The goal focuses upon who is this child? This is eternal God. He is holy. The frankincense, listen to me, is in reference to how are we to worship Him in such a way that He will be well pleased. Frankincense. Worship that's accompanied with communion. Worship that's accompanied with holiness. That's frankincense. And that's what you and I should present at the feet of the eternal Son of God. Not just any old perfume. Not just any old worship. But frankincense. This was the highest grade of perfume available to mankind. There was nothing more pure, there was nothing more valuable known to mankind in that day than frankincense. And it's no surprise to you and I this morning that this is what was presented to the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we come to a point of humility and submission and surrender, that we will determine to worship God in a way that He will be well pleased. Instead of just doing our thing and thinking, well, you know, it's all in the name of worship. God has His parameters. God calls for communion. God calls for holiness. So communion and holiness must accompany our worship. That's the type of worship that pleases Almighty God. And that type of worship is equivalent to what these men presented to Jesus Christ, which was frankincense. Let me ask you, what are you presenting the Lord at the moment? What type of worship are you presenting before the Lord? I'd like to challenge you this morning to present to Him frankincense. Give Him the worship He rightfully deserves. Give Him worship out of a heart of communion, out of a life of holiness. And Lord willing, on Christmas Day, we will study the word myrrh. Last but not least, for a reason. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's be upstanding.